1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Time to talk sustainability on Hot Business. South Africa is really feeling the high cost of electricity after the National Energy Regulator, NERSA, approved a 15.06% Eskom tariff hike for 2022. It's over three times CPI, and it's going to have a considerable impact on tariff-paying customers, and it really puts additional financial strain on an economy that's already navigating the uncharted waters of this COVID-19 pandemic. The question remains, what can be done to mitigate the tariff hike's impact on business? Well, our next guest has some advice on how to keep those costs down. Taru Marangombe, who's Vice President for Power Systems at Schneider Electric, a multinational top 500 company. Taru, welcome. Firstly, we saw that decision by NERSA, and then we also heard from the CFO of Eskom at the results a couple of weeks ago that Eskom is still looking for cost-reflective tariffs, which is effectively code that Eskom uses for double-digit hikes, and those will be needed in the next few years. So clearly, costs are only heading up from here.
Absolutely. Good evening, Michael, and to the listeners. It is indeed quite a big increase. I think if you look at it from an Eskom perspective, I think this has been the highest tariff increase we've had, I think, in the past almost two decades, I think since 2007 and around that time. So really the 15% is quite a huge hike. But then again, I think the tariff hike alone cannot be the only a sustainable way to try and mitigate the current Eskom debt burden that they currently have. So we need to look at other costs that we need to get into detail over and beyond just the tariffs, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I think if you're talking about Eskom, they could certainly strip further costs out of the business from their labor force perspective. But if you're a corporate now, you don't have any control over what NERSA decides or what Eskom decides. Where do you start controlling the levers inside your business to bring those electricity costs down?
So, look, I think it's important to understand, Mike, that, just as a consumer and looking at, the leverage, looking at the industrial, you have the residential side. So I think we'll spend more time on the industrial and more energy, which are the large energy intensive users. They use almost 60% of all the energy, electricity consumption, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you are in there, I think for a number of years, there's traditional methods on demand side management initiatives that can be put in place. I think the most obvious traditional ways in the past have always been around, especially for the mines, which are the large electro-intensive users, where there's some load shifting sort of measures that can be done. In other words, you can use let the mines operate under low peak periods. In other words, let a lot of mining operations happen probably during the early hours of the morning, like between 1 and 3 a.m., where there's less demand and less strain on the network, or just outside the peak period. So there's an incentive that was being put initially, to incentivize a lot of industries to use off-peak, operations, to try and, where the tariffs is quite lower. And that's another more traditional, easier way. But of course, we are also looking at other issues around the use of alternative self-generation, right? I think over the past two decades, we've seen a great increase in the use of self-generation options on solar and wind. And we are seeing a lot of mines and large electro-intensive users getting involved more in those renewable energy programs that are supposedly, quite cheaper to operate and run.
Well, and since we've had that cap raised to 100 megawatts for self-generation, that's certainly become a huge area of focus. We see Netcare, the most recent listed blue chip, announcing a big deal in that space. Schneider, I'm sure, advises a lot of mining and energy-intensive user-type customers. Talk to me also about power management systems and how these are evolving to help businesses with that load flexibility that you were talking about earlier, and in terms of bringing the overall cost down, What sort of savings are we seeing through the implementation of power management systems?
Maybe just to touch on one aspect, we need to understand that, you know, load management on its own, right, can really help, save a lot of energy, especially when you're looking at it, the different segments, and look at in the data center space, where you can easily save almost 42% energy efficiency consumption in a data center building, right? And what it goes down to the basic, Mike, we need to be able to understand what we are paying for in our energy bill. And I think there's a lot of monitoring and evaluation that needs to go into place, right? So you need to be able to monitor your energy consumption, right? And there you have to have the right technology to be able to accurately monitor your load over a period of time for you to be able to deploy the right energy management systems. And I think this is a critical point where you need the right monitoring, you need the right data as well, you know. And I think with a lot of power management systems that we have, you know, as some of the technology providers in the business, we can help save almost 42% of energy savings in buildings, and be it in also in the mining space, in operational processes, but also in terms of how consumption happens in each respective industrial setup.
And that is not insignificant in an environment where you've got Eskom continually looking for these so-called cost-reflective tariffs. Taru Marangombe, Vice President Power Systems at Schneider Electric, thanks for some great advice on how large industrial energy users can keep those soaring electricity costs down in this week's sustainability slot, only on Hot Business.
Hot 102.7 Business with